USA Radio News.
President Trump is hosting a meeting with his cabinet where he is discussing the results of his foreign trip and previewing a new White House workforce initiative. Before the meeting began, the president again took the opportunity to talk about how tough he's been on Russia.
There's been no president ever as tough as I have been on Russia. All you have to do is look at the numbers, look at what we've done, look at sanctions, look at ambassadors not there, look, unfortunately, at what happened in Syria recently. And I think President Putin knows that better than anybody, certainly a lot better than the media. He understands it, and he's not happy about it, and he shouldn't be happy about it, because there's never been a president as tough on Russia as I have been.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will testify before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee next week regarding President Trump's meeting with the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
There's been another delay in the release of an American pastor being held in a Turkish prison. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Pastor Andrew Brunson of North Carolina now must wait until October 12th for his next hearing. Pastor Brunson has been held since 2016 on charges he was part of a failed coup attempt and was accused of terrorism. At his hearing on Wednesday, 2 hours of testimony were presented that involved vague accusations, and when given the opportunity to reply to the witnesses, Pastor Brunson said, "My faith teaches me to forgive, so I forgive those who testified against me." For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
A restaurant in Lynchburg, Virginia was slammed on Facebook after commenting on a teen who paid his bill mostly in quarters. The now-deleted Facebook page post was captioned, "How not to pay at a restaurant." The teen who paid in change said he was just looking to take his buddies out for a nice meal. In response to all the backlash, the restaurant did say the post was a joke. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich is a longtime supporter of President Trump, but on Monday he declared President Trump's performance at a news conference with Russian President Vladimir Putin as, quote, the most serious mistake of his presidency. So yesterday President Trump came out and clarified some of his statements. The former Speaker of the House reacted to President Trump's comments.
Well, if you read the entire text of what he said in the Roosevelt Room, he goes on at length reinforcing his belief in the American intelligence agencies. Mm-hmm. And, by the way, pointing out that his critics are the people who failed. When you see John Brennan or you see other people who are Jim Clapper talking on television, those are the guys who were in charge in 2016. So their hysteria and their strong language, they're the failures. Trump was a candidate. He wasn't in charge of national security. They were and they failed. I frankly think he could give a major speech and put in context. I mean, a lot of the stuff we've heard, and I was as direct as I was the other day because I felt it was important to get his attention. He's not a guy who likes to correct himself or likes to admit he made a mistake. But let's also look at the record. Obama was very weak in Ukraine. Trump has authorized the sale of offensive weapons to the Ukrainians to defend themselves. Trump has expelled 60 Russian intelligence people from the United States. He has closed 4 Russian offices in the United States.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.